You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Brant the Body Panvetage. Joining Brant will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Roxy Rookie Stryer, Chelsea C-Pop Cannell, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. Missing again is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Where the heck is this guy? If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Brant the Body Panvetage.
Brant is not here. Ridiculous. We've lost another man. Jesse, our DJ, made popcorn for Brant and had me fooled the entire time that Brant was coming.
Yeah, we knew from the beginning that Brant was in Hawaii. I think it just slipped our mind for a minute.
No, I was pranking him, like, the situation tonight.
Where are you guys hiding the bodies? I'm getting a little worried.
I know.
People are dropping like flies.
I don't know what is happening with this is our flagship show. I check iTunes, and, you know, the popularity is way up there for the Jersey Shore. It was the first show we ever did with AfterBuzz TV. We're the insane people of AfterBuzz TV. So I feel honored that I'm here tonight, but I feel not honored that people are not.
So Phil has this plan to bring back the chaos for the night. So we're going into this episode hostless. Without Kev,
I didn't plan not having hosts.
With
okay?
A bunch of popcorn, smell of dead bodies.
Yes.
What's going on?
I think we're gonna make it happen, you guys. I think it's gonna work.
We have Chelsea, who hasn't slept in, or she got up at 2 in this morning.
I did.
We have Roxy, who hasn't slept in forever because she's partying too much.
Yeah, that's the good
that's
version of midterms.
Midterms.
Yeah.
Yep. It's always a party.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. They just don't like to admit here when I'm not partying because they think it's so awesome living my life in college.
Yeah.
People don't remember. College is a lot of work.
Yeah. It's
really
tests
not.
Tests and papers and yeah.
Nope. Yeah. You're like, that's all I can think of. But yeah, other than that.
Nope.
A lot of party too. A lot of work.
A lot of fun partying. It's kind of like the Jersey Shore minus the work.
Maybe we should go hostless and just go through the show.
I know.
Crazy idea.
Let's do it.
So what are we, Staten Island?
Okay, so this is my question. Going to Staten Island. I didn't know Staten Island was an island. Is that what he said? Well, basically, okay, so Polly and Vinny go to dinner with Vinny's family, and this is what I was thinking about a little bit. Do you remember when you're younger and you get to invite one person over for dinner,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a big debate in your head? Who do I invite? I get one friend to come with me. It means a lot. It shows who my best friend is. It's really important. This is kind of how I felt about this, because if you go back a couple seasons, remember, it was always Situation and Polly. Always, always.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, it's definitely Vinny and Polly, and has been for quite some time now. Does anybody disagree with that?
No.
How do you think that Ron and the Situation feel about that?
I don't think Vinny was ever going to invite the Situation.
Remember, why? Because they were disrespectful?
No, I mean, Situation did some pranks on him in the first season. And, you know, the Situation looks down upon Vinny as a son. Or not a son, but like a youngster.
Younger, yeah.
You know, like you got to haze that kid.
Okay.
So, of course, she's not going to invite him. Polly's just the normal dude who's friends with both of them.
So, if Polly was having dinner at his house and he gets one person to bring over, who's he bringing?
Vinny.
Vinny?
Definitely Vinny. Ronnie's the outcast, and Situation has pushed himself to be an outcast now.
I think I think Situation's just a little too much to handle. I think Vinny and Polly are kind of the most mellow. Like, if you're going to be stuck on a vacation or somewhere with someone,
right.
you want the most
Yeah, mellow. Vacation was the bigger one.
Yeah.
I'm going to Florida. Who do I bring with me?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, like, with MVP, always leaving Ronnie out. I guess girls are just much more catty with that. But remember, when you felt so left out or
something. Oh, that would not happen.
Like, yeah, that would never happen.
That would go down.
There are four of you guys all together. And there's
not cool.
Three of you in a MVP kind of group. I don't know.
It'd be a catfight.
Absolutely. I know, catfight. Also, the other things that I thought that we should talk about, the dog poop. Why would somebody do that? So he lets the dogs run wild. I mean, the situation does. Lets them poop all over the house. It's not his friend's house. It's not his parents' house. It's a house he's living in. What benefit? Literally at his own expense, he likes to make other people suffer. I don't understand that.
I think it's going back to what we talked about, you know, two shows ago. I mean, I think he's trying to figure out, he's trying to be the funny guy. He's trying to, you know, GTL and all that stuff. Like, everybody knows that now. It's like, what's next? And I feel like he's always trying to, like, sort of reinvent. I feel like he's doing things for the show.
Yeah,
like,
of everyone, he's most aware of the camera.
Yeah, and he's trying to be the next clip on the soup. He's trying to be, you know, the next whatever. I feel like he's kind of acting out a little bit.
Right, okay.
Well, I also feel that he was left alone and he kind of, like, was it the last episode he got left alone?
Yeah, and he orders dinner and has, like, family dinner with himself.
And he did the show-off thing. Yeah. I kind of feel like that's what this was, too. Like, oh, everyone's going to leave? Well, I'm going to make it look like the dogs escaped. Which, by the way, what dog would be able to lift the cage door and tip it sideways like that?
Wait,
wouldn't they knock it over?
All right, first off, you guys are getting way too smart. So every time we go and do that, you guys have to take a shot. B, for me, I obviously, he says he has to come up with clever ways to be entertaining, but this was one of those moments. I mean, I found it hilarious, and I just feel like you get giddy about your own stupid ideas, and this was his stupid idea, and it was hilarious in his mind, and whatever, so there's poop in your own house.
But I mean, but come on, this is taking it to another level.
Disgusting.
Like poop, clearly you like dog poop. That's what the issue is here.
is
this something you would do?
He has nothing to say that. He's like, maybe.
No, I wouldn't come up with this, but I would come up with my own version of something that's this dumb. And you guys would all be like, that is retarded.
But if it involves poop, then you're weird. Involves poop in your own house,
I
then
probably
you're weird.
I wouldn't involve poop in my own house.
I mean, that's a practical joke that you're also putting on yourself. You have to live in the house with
right.
the poop on the practical yeah. joke you put on somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
In what planet is that smart?
You know, it's not that it's not that he took the poop. It's not that the dog pooped in the house and he took it and put it in somebody's bed.
No.
That he wanted to get back.
Or put the pickle juice underneath someone's bed.
It's
like,
affecting
okay,
him
that's,
just
yeah.
as much as it's affecting everybody else. And he's just weird. But speaking of dogs, I want to give a shout out to a very special dog in the booth right now.
Hey.
So someone just got a dog. DJ, want to tell us a little bit about your doggy?
Yes, I have a new friend. His name is Rex, and he is just sleeping right now.
Rex is way cuter than Lean Cuisine is.
Well, okay, can we please talk about why Lean Cuisine was crapping that much? What dog?
The fluff, I'm telling you.
No, here's the thing. You give dogs are on a very specific diet. I know snooze fest right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. And so when you take them off that specific diet, i.e. give them human food, they will have diarrhea and poop a lot
but
more.
But this was not diarrhea.
I feel diarrhea. Like you need to take a shot right now.
Yeah.
You just got real serious on us.
Yeah, with the poop.
I know, I got to take a shot.
Dr. Phil over there.
You know what?
Street Dr. Phil.
Can we just take a quick moment to just stop here for a second and realize that we are now analyzing what makes dogs poop? It's gotten that level right
and
now.
And what kind of poop it was. Thank you, DJ.
We should be talking about what Roxy is going to be drinking in, where the hell are you going?
Cabo.
Acapulco?
Cabo.
Are you headed to spring break
All right,
or something?
So I just
What's
finished my last midterm. I'm going to spring break on Saturday. I've got to clean up my entire life before then. I am worse than Ronnie Sammy status right now. My apartment is a mess. Everything's everywhere. I have so many emails I have to send. I think I'm going to leave my phone home. I'm not even kidding.
You're going to leave your phone and not take it with you to Mexico?
I don't want to deal with anybody.
No, bad idea. Take your phone.
This is my first time in Mexico. Any advice?
Oh, yeah, take your phone.
Besides
that would be
that,
the first one.
We're going to lose Roxy to Mexicans, Alex to Dominicans. Phil, we're not going to have any co-hosts.
No, by the way, thanks to Roxy, I've got the longest time.
I'm not even
Punta
letting you
Cana,
say this.
We were planning me, Brant, Kevin.
Wait, no, before you say that, this was happening.
Wait, no, before you say this.
And it was, but not in Mexico because Punta Cana is in. Okay, explain it, Roxy.
No, I wasn't going to explain. I was going to ask. Where's Punta Cana? Do you know where it is?
Dominican Republic.
Thank you.
When I asked and my fellow co-
I never said Mexico because it's not in Mexico.
Okay, let me take
He's
a step.
He's trying to make me look stupid. He's setting
whoa,
me
whoa,
up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, no, no. For our viewers who don't, who aren't regulars, although you should be, for the longest time, we want Alex Kaplan, one of our East Coast correspondents. They're going to Punta Cana with her sorority girls from Syracuse. Brant, me, and Kevin want to go.
Because you guys heard sorority girls. That's
yes,
why.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah.
And on the show, and this is evidence because you can listen to the show, I believe it's like 3-4 episodes ago, we asked, where is Punta Cana? And everyone said, Mexico.
Well, then I was not there.
I can neither confirm nor deny because I was not here.
I swear
either.
I was not because I was going to Punta Cana, and then everybody said, "No, instead of going to the DR, let's go to Mexico."
So you pulled a bait and switch. Is
uh-huh.
what's happening over here?
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's not really your fault. But it's
she
not really
said
your fault
she
either.
Told me Mexico.
I'm gonna play the situation over here.
You know what though? So here's
I'm
my
meddle
theory.
In this.
So Punta Cana is in the state of Dominican Republic, which is a part of Mexico. That's what I came to understand.
What?
Phil, you're hurting my brain. You're hurting my brain.
Yesterday during the real world,
I dissected it.
Phil asked if the Dominican Republic was a state in Mexico.
It has to be. That's the only explanation for why you guys told me that.
Well, that does not make sense. However, I think we should scrap all of our plans and go to Jersey Shore.
I feel Ooh. Like that would be, I mean, that could be research. It could be show research.
Although, think of the weather there right now. Let's just wait until June.
Let's go to Rome.
Wait, but I really do have to side with Phil because someone did say it was like a 4-hour drive to Punta Cana.
How could you drive?
Someone said that we could drive to Mexico and get to wherever this place was.
Well, that was not me. It was not me. Anyway, I'm sure people right now are either thinking, shut up, stop talking about spring break, I can't go because I'm busy,
or what
does this have to do with the Jersey Shore?
No, they want photos of Roxy and her sorority girls in Punta Cana.
Naturally.
Well, that I can do.
And we will oblige.
Of course.
Yes.
You know what? I'll be back on Thursday, so I'll come straight off the plane, drunk as hell, come
stories,
here.
Stories, with stories.
Ah, Punta Cana. No, Cabo. Well, anyway, okay, back to Jersey Shore. The water balloons come after the dog poop. This is
after,
a big issue.
After, what do they call it? Flying utensils.
Well, flying utensils.
That's what Pauly calls it, Pauly D.
The kites?
Yeah. We all got to get out our flying utensils.
This is why I turned to Jesse during the show. I said, why are they flying kites? And he was like, no TV, no internet. I always forget about that.
That's true.
No phone,
they gotta
no TV,
create
no
their
internet.
Own fun.
That's why they have so much drama, because they're bored. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a fight waiting to happen.
Exactly. Oh, maybe I should just text this person so Ronnie will kill me and then something can happen in the house. Seriously.
See, it's like this show. I'm bored, so I go after you guys.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Okay, so the bomb.
Something
drop.
Just blew up.
Yeah. So we get the dog shit, and then we have the water balloons. Running away because, of course, it's Jersey Shore. And they had gone tanning earlier in the day, which, in case you were wondering, Vinny exfoliated before. And when the girls laughed, he just simply said, why are you laughing at me? I thought that was hysterical. Do you guys have guy friends that tan?
I used to know some people that tan, yes. Not so much anymore.
My lifestyle doesn't consist of gym tan laundry, unfortunately, which is why I refer to myself as a shy guy.
The shy guy.
As yes. a shy guy.
Yes.
Okay.
That's,
I'm not sure,
that's one
I'm not
way
sure
to
how
think
that
of it.
Correlates.
Yeah.
Do you care to elaborate?
So
if this
there's
is your midterm.
The people on the Jersey Shore are, in the words of Charlie Sheen, winning.
Yes.
Then there's people
Tiger
like
blood.
Me who are trying to win but are losing.
Okay. And you're losing because you're shy? No.
I'm a shy guy because I don't know how to gym tan laundry. I wouldn't know the first thing about it.
But Charlie Sheen is unemployed winning, and you're employed losing. So it balances out.
So therefore you're winning.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm not drunk. I'm not having fun every day. In fact, I have no fun.
What are you talking about, Mr. Two Beers right in front of you?
That's for my job.
I didn't realize that anybody who tuned in tonight's show had to get paid actually for your therapy session right now.
Or to listen to us. Good, to listen right? to I never us do dissect dog poop. I so never, we're on a roll.
I never we do are. Low blows like that. I'm so proud of myself.
That was
pat
good.
On the shoulder. Yeah. I know, but okay, so they have this water balloon fight and the boys crush the girls. I was a little offended at the way the girls did not stick up for femininity and showing how girls can win these water fights.
But have you seen those guys?
But they
I don't want them throwing anything at me.
You know, they ran and hid though. If you're going to start the fight, because the girls started the fight. Don't start the fight if you're not going to play.
Especially with them. But can we please talk about Ronnie slamming that water balloon in Dina's face? Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this was just the... It's not as if I had water balloons right now and I'd kind of toss them at both Chelsea and Roxy. No, this is me winding up to pitch in like a baseball game and smash both of them in the face with this. That's what it was like.
It really was.
But, like, actually slamming it down on her, though. But you know what? I know, they did ask for it. But speaking of Dina, a little MIA. What do you think's going on there?
Much.
I don't know, but I've been following her on Twitter, of course, because I follow all of these people on Twitter. Amazing. And Dina and Sammy tweet back to each other like it's nobody's business. Always hanging out, always going somewhere together. I didn't realize that they were that close. Remember their first encounter together.
Did not love each other at all.
And now, besties. Which is interesting to me because Snooki and JWoww are always going back and forth. And originally, Snooki and Dina were best friends from home. So maybe they've got a little two-pair going on.
Splitting the meatballs. A half meatball for each.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. A half meatball for each. Although I think that Snooki does look absurd next to JWoww, who, no matter how skinny she gets, is still huge, you know?
Yeah.
She's skinny as hell, but she's just a beast.
Yeah, she's a large woman.
Snooki, to talk to her, kind of has to stand up on higher ground.
She's a mini-me. She's like her Chewy.
I know, standing. But speaking of Sammy a little earlier, the Sam-Ron situation. All right. Is anybody liking it? Is anybody liking watching the drama and having it come back this quickly and them trying to get back together and the fights coming back?
I love the way Ronnie went back at Sammy when she said, again, classic turning defense against offense. Why didn't you chase after me? Because I knew it was better for you to leave.
Okay, but that's just the cheesiest line I've ever heard.
If any guy said that to you, what would your response be?
Tool.
Tool, and then you walk away?
Probably. No.
But I would never get to that point because no guy would ever... I don't understand. You said, right, what movie did you get that
Well, first of all, I wouldn't even say, why would you chase me? Because if you're saying, why would you chase me, then you clearly left not because you wanted to leave, because you wanted to get chased.
Which is Sam's game altogether.
Yeah.
And something that Brant says all the time, that Sam's just looking for people to follow her, looking for people to chase her. You're not for Sam.
But maybe she is.
I know.
For.
I know. She acts like it. But seriously, it's a very childish thing to do. And I have girlfriends who do this all the time. They get mad at their boyfriends, and they run drunkenly out of the room crying. And they wait outside the door.
Can we get them on the phone?
Oh, totally.
Can we get them on the phone?
Next week. Should I bring some of them in? Especially
for sure.
After spring break. Spring break brings up all the
bring
drama.
Bring them in, yeah.
I'll bring
Are
them
they
in.
Dumping their boyfriends right now?
Well, okay, so I have one girlfriend.
Are we looking for a date? Is that what's happening over here?
I have plenty of dates in Punta Cana if I decide to go.
Okay,
stop. Breaking news. Has it not been announced on air?
What?
You don't need dates. Girlfriend. Boy to my life. Right. Has a girlfriend now.
Me?
Okay.
What?
And she is an
AfterBuzz TV
girl.
Exclusive.
Are you breaking news over here?
I have no idea what anyone is talking about.
Do you
about.
Care to break your own news, or should we let Roxy do it for you?
Well, let me just ask you first. If you were being followed in a car by your girlfriend, and you had another girl with you, would you speed away?
No. I don't need to.
What would you do? Stop and say, oh, well, this is awkward.
Are you alleging that there was a girl in the car? Because didn't he specifically say there wasn't one?
Yeah, but I think there was.
You do?
I mean, who drives away at the speed of lightning like that? He did say he was going. I would never have assumed that. But all the people of her friends said, we saw a girl in the car.
See, I know Roxy's friend, Sarah, who does our Desperate Housewives edition and Gossip Girl, She says lying is bad. I say lying is good. And that is where I would lie through my teeth, even if I had a girl.
You know what I found?
In my car.
This is no good.
And he went through a red light.
A red light.
As she beeped at him and they slowed
down. What I have found from...
So yeah, he's probably guilty.
Exactly. What I have found from my past relationships is if it's a question, it's true. If you are even...
And let me explain Roxy's past relationships for you, Chelsea.
Please do. Break
it down. So there was a guy who was clingy, and they were drunk together, and Roxy didn't want to walk two blocks, so the guy stopped a limo that took him two blocks and had to pay $300 for that limo to take Roxy two blocks, and the next day she tells him, I want to see other guys.
Santa?
Because that's what you do when you're Santa. You say ho three times in a row.
This was a guy that I had. Come on. I was a freshman in college. And I guess it was actually early in my sophomore year. And this was a guy that I was seeing but not that into. He was one of my best guy friends. And I was out in San Francisco. And I was trying to get away. And I was like, I'm just leaving. But he pulled over a limo. So I'm not going to not get in. Like, awesome. Oh, my God. And that sounds bratty, I know. But the next day, I realized in my sober mind, wow, he must be really into me because he stopped a limo. I need to make it clear to him that I'm not with him.
Admirable.
So instead of staying with him so he could keep buying me things, which
did he at least get
laid
that night?
No.
Did he get? He didn't even get to get, oh my God.
No kisses or anything. I wasn't into him.
He just wasted that $300.
No,
huh?
But look at Snooki, okay? Look at Snooki. So,
you're getting heated.
No, she finds a Pauly D lookalike. And he takes care of her wound, and so he gets to get in that night. My man spends $300 on a limo. The least he can get it in is get it in.
Yeah, but I'm not a circle that has a hole in it that you can get in any time. You know, I'm not just like a bowling ball.
There's like
by
a
the way, here,
yeah.
Jesse, here's my AfterBuzz TV
drunk
exclusive.
And she still didn't let him in. So.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Apparently, women care about their numbers.
So
earlier, so I'm going to Cabo, and there's this guy going that I was just seeing that I ended shit with because he as well was too clingy, not into the clingy thing. And they said, will you be seeing him when you're there? And I said, absolutely not, unless I get completely wasted and need to drunk text him saying, come over, because I don't want to add any more to my numbers. And they said, what? It's something girls think about.
For sure.
I know. I'm like Darth Vader.
No, I was going to say that's the creepy guy standing over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that one of our co-hosts that's lost?
Oh my God,
Kevin, somewhere?
I found you. Jeez. No,
that was weird.
I know. Because how many times have you been asked in your life, what's your number?
Girls always do. Yeah, ask each other.
Ask each other.
Yeah, and you don't want to be the girl that has a really high number because
you don't
then you
look
are
and
a
say,
slur.
Oh, I don't know.
So why can't you lie?
Because we don't lie. Because
we don't lie.
Wow. In unison. That means it's true.
That's because I've got a liar on my side of the table right now who, from day one, consistently doesn't just lie, loves that he lies, talks about lying, indulges in lies.
What happened to this shy guy?
Shy guy lies.
Shy guy lies, huh? You gotta watch out for those shy guys.
When
clearly.
Shy guy gets drunk, it turns into a whole different beast.
If there was a shy guy on the show, it would be Vinny. And I bet Vinny doesn't lie.
I don't think Vinny lies. I'm with you. I'm with you, Roxy. I don't think he lies.
Are you the most like Vinny?
Vinny lies when he tells Snooki...
that she's cute?
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding, Snooks. Love you. You are totally
kisses.
Cute. Kisses.
Besties.
And I'm BFF.
Okay, so let me give credit to Snooki that, in some case. He's also lying when he says he doesn't have feelings for Snooki because he feels ashamed of those feelings because she may not be up to par of what.
So he does have feelings, you think?
I think he actually does.
But maybe he just hasn't admitted them to himself completely. So maybe he's not lying. Maybe he's just not.
Because.
Common symptom of a shy guy.
Because.
No, you're flat out lying.
Yeah.
No, you are admitting to flat out lying.
It's because he sees her numbers going up and up.
And he doesn't like it, which is why girls have to control the numbers, because guys don't want a girl who has a high number.
Which is why, for me, it's a circle.
Yeah, you got to work.
If you add somebody to your repertoire, you go back and you go back. And when you need to, you go back, back, back. You know?
Good to know. Yep. So you got to break in early. That way you're in the loop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you may get called on again.
So, like, if you didn't make it by the time I was 18,
like,
by
25, that's yeah, that's
capped.
The cutoff date.
What, capped on the oh, 25 the number?
As in, if
high,
I was going for girls, I should go for...
No, he's not saying 25. Are you saying the age or the number?
I'm saying the age, so, like, I should go for...
I was going to say, 25 is a large number, my friend.
Yeah, that is very... But I was saying age-wise, so the age range legally should be, what, 18 to 25?
That you should be looking for.
So you can get into that circle.
Yeah, so that you can get in the circle.
I think, hey, listen, we can go all the way back to what? Beginning of high school with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, if we have young listeners, if you're 10 years old right now, do yourself a favor.
And earmuffs.
Yeah.
That covers that.
Yeah. Earmuffs, yes, for sure.
I bet that works.
Turn this off. You should not be listening.
No, my life was ruined because I was never given this advice.
Watch our numbers right now. We just dropped half of our fans.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. Turn this off.
That's why we're here. We are here to enlighten, to spread the word.
You have no idea the beating not physical beating, but the verbal abuse I took because we had Roxy's sister, who's 14, and we didn't interview her on the show of how she's going to become successful in the world of drinking.
I started her off right, and
what happened that night? Did she get in?
So we ended up going to a different bar.
Yeah.
By the way, so Roxy had her sister, and Roxy, who was not 21 yet, they were going to use the same fake ID. Different fake ID.
I didn't have to do the pass.
Her and her 14-year-old sister into a bar.
It's just so weird to me because even when you just said that, Roxy, who is not 21, I don't ever think about it. Is that bizarre?
No,
yeah.
That's just a
Before you were 21, you know, how many times a day did you think, I'm not 21 yet?
I didn't.
A lot for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I
think it's a girl thing. Like, if once you hit a certain age.
Well, because you can get the guys to buy you drinks, so it really doesn't matter. If you can get in, under.
Well, Roxy, when you were in Boston, were you going to bars?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I feel Boston's strict.
Oh, Boston's very strict, but I have my ways.
She has her ways.
Of course you do.
The people who are already in my circle, you know, they may work at a couple bars. No, I'm just kidding. But back to your original question. Yep, if you haven't had sex with me by the time I'm 25, you're screwed.
That's it. Closed door policy.
The gatekeeper, not letting anybody
else. Not so much on the Jersey Shore, though. I think I'm pretty sure that, you know, you could probably get in at any point.
Yeah, you know,
that's
Dina
encouraging.
Says.
Yeah,
Dina
just letting
said,
you know. It's episodes, all about the crowd.
Dina said a couple episodes ago, she goes, yeah, no way is he getting my golden key tonight. I do not put out on the first night. And the next morning, shamefully, all right, so he got my golden key, whatever.
Yeah, they talk a big game over there, but listen, they're on the Jersey Shore. Like you said, they don't have a whole lot to do because there's, what, no TV, internet, or phone?
And
they're drunk half the time, so numbers, they don't count. This is like a time warp over here.
Whatever
happens there stays there, and we're not counting.
100%.
So true.
100%. And these women, a lot of them, Dina, Snooki, weren't having sex with good-looking guys before the show, I'm sure. Really weird Guidos.
And still are not.
But step up.
But the quality is getting better, I agree.
I mean, they're probably just stoked that a hot guy is in their bed. Everybody's sitting here. Taking that in, yeah.
I mean, yes.
Would my status go
marinating.
Up if I slept with Dina?
Shy guy lie, Dina? I don't know.
No?
I think it would keep you on the same level.
That's going to be, I'm going to try to
is
do that.
Is that a goal?
That is a goal, and I'm going to try to report back for next week during the special segment.
Now, I think if you slept with JWoww, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, why Dina?
I don't know. She's gettable.
If you,
that's what
if
I knew. That's what you
girls.
Were gonna say. I knew that's what you were gonna say.
How disgusting when guys do that.
Yeah,
put in the extra frickin' month, man.
Yeah, put in a little extra time.
And then,
just about
and then
do some GTL and try to get Snooki. I think you should go undercover GTL, Phil.
Think,
here
I,
we go. This
I
is it.
I think you could get Snooki too. For I want to see you go after a harder target.
We have to tape.
I need to lose about 80 IQ points.
And you definitely need to go up a couple of colors in your tan.
You need to get in the bed.
So when you go to get spray tan and they ask you what color you want, just like Vinny, just say, black. She goes, no, but what color tan? Black.
That's right. Gotta
so
go
you
black.
Want me black. Okay.
All right.
I get it. I'll make you as dark as I can.
That's what we'll
which
do.
Which I have only been spray tanning one time in my life, but when I went, I was like, oh, please don't make me too dark. I don't want to look fake, and I really don't. Oh, my God, I can't do this. you look really orange sometimes if you do that wrong.
That's true.
But these people don't even look tan on the show because they're all so the same color.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing to compare it to. It's like, really, they all look the same.
Well, there's Vinny, who's Casper, the ghost.
That's true.
And I bet if any of us stood next to Vinny, we would be Casper.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he
that's
would
true.
Be black.
Sad.
Okay, but the one thing that we haven't touched enough upon, I mentioned it before, and you know what? I think there's a reason we got off topic so quickly because we're so freaking sick of talking about it. Sam and Ron, we didn't get enough of a break. I love them having fun together before. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Be friends. If you can be cool as friends, that's awesome. We knew it wasn't going to last. Clearly didn't last. But we see this guy, Arvin, and we know that Sam's lying because she does what? Deflect, yells at.
Runs.
If she had been telling the truth, coming from a girl's perspective, what does she do? She says, you freaking weirdo stalker. I texted my friend to ask him to come meet me at a club.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Instead of sobbing her eyes out.
And freaking out.
Freaking out.
Totally guilty.
Exactly. Totally guilty. It's not weird to text somebody and say, meet me out. I have plenty of guy friends, even when I'm hooking up with somebody. And which one of the other guys says, girls don't have
can't,
guy
yeah,
friends?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's weird.
What did
that's
they say?
That's not true. Girls don't have guy friends.
We don't want you to have guy friends. That
well,
is
that's
true.
A different story.
Why is that?
But you guys can have girlfriends?
Yeah.
Well, hello, double standard. Please explain.
Well, because we're looking for something better.
Shy, guy, lie, Dina, double standard.
All right,
your nickname's getting longer.
I'm going to take the shy guy out of it, because clearly I'm not.
So, lie, Dina, double standard is just your name?
Sure.
Okay.
Or, for short, Phil the Thrill.
Ugh. Get out of here. What are you, C-Pop?
C-Pop. What C-pop. Am I? Yep, that's me.
I'm a rookie. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we are over them. I even just like yawned at them. Jeez. And
well, we've seen this all before. This is just, you know, we're just going around in a circle with this thing. And I think nobody really thought this wasn't going to happen.
Right, but what's the best thing that the audience could see next episode between the two of them? Not what we think we can see, but what we want to see. Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do, do.
I mean, I don't even know, right?
We've seen it all with them.
Yeah, I think we kind of have, too.
So what you want is no what? More?
I want it.
No, yeah. I want them together just because really what are they going to do if they're not together?
I think they're more fun without when they're not together. I do.
I
like
them
single
both
Sammy.
In the house, but I want them single. And I know that this never works when couples say this, but just clear the slate.
Yeah.
They just need to clear the slate and just all be friends in the house again. Why is it that nobody else in the house has ever kind of hooked up, you know?
Because look at this. It's a complete nightmare mess. They're all
saying.
Like, uh-huh, I'm glad they did it because I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Which
you
is probably why Snooki and Vinny are so like, no, we can't go down this path.
Yeah, totally.
Because they see what's happened.
Because you don't, you know, crap where you eat.
Yeah.
What was that? What did they say earlier about... I don't remember.
Oh, the...
Put my crap in the same toilet or something.
Oh, J-Wells
same... You know.
Same crap, different toilet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was hysterical. Because it's so true. And, okay, I'm
by the
I'm
way,
50,
Ronnie
50.
Ronnie had a good quote, too, of like, how are you going to deny that, Sammy? Your hand's in the cookie jar. You got crumbs all over your face. And how are you going to say I didn't eat the cookie?
That was.
Although he said it way more funnier than me.
How are you going to say I didn't eat the cookie?
How are you going to say I didn't eat the cookie?
And he looked like a little cookie monster.
He totally did.
Wait, I was just going to say something. We have to backtrack. It was important about.
That's good. Your IQ's going down.
I know.
All right. We have hope.
No shots for me about crapping. I'm going to miss it.
That's okay. I feel like that's going to come back. I think it's going to cycle back through. You're going to get it.
The crap?
Yeah. I feel like it's going to come back to you.
Guys, got
to
move on without
me. Can we talk about the situation, though? Because I don't really know. I mean, I get the guy code, the girl code, that whole kind of thing. But I kind of feel like he did sort of start stuff with that. I mean, would you guys have done that?
Here's
is that
what
you do? Because, I mean, to me, it wasn't a big enough deal. Yeah. It was a text message.
Here's what I think. If he honestly was trying to help, which he said he honestly was, he goes, I was just looking for another opinion. That's not what you were doing.
No.
You were looking to cause drama.
Yeah.
Because if you were honestly trying to help, you would have gone up to Sammy and said, hey, listen, Sam, I just read this text. What's going on?
Tell me what the deal is. Yeah.
And she would have said, nothing, he's my friend. And if he believed her, then that's it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the objective view. Whereas I literally think he's so messed in the brain that he literally believes that.
Believes what?
That he's helping? Yes, that he's helping.
No.
There's nothing fake about it. He literally believes that he's genuinely helping.
No.
I kind of agree with him because if you remember the fight with Sammy and Ronnie, the situation took Sammy aside and he laid all that out. He did the same thing. I feel he was a little more sincere. Tonight, cocky little boy.
But don't you think it's kind of fake? Don't you think it's just kind of like playing all sides? I think he's just playing all sides. He wants everybody to love him. He wants to be everybody's go-to guy.
But he doesn't know that. The whole point is he doesn't have that self-realization. He's just is.
No, I think he's starting fires so he can put them out and be the hero.
He's a reality star, and he's so aware of it that it's sickening. And he's the only one who consistently tries to pick fights between his roommates. This is what I don't get. Why do you want crap all over your house? Why do you want everybody in your house fighting? I will admit, sometimes when my friends fight, it's funny to watch because they're drunk and they're fighting. And then I get to go home and forget about it.
Yeah, because you're not involved.
Why do you want your roommates, your best friends, to be fighting? Why do you want the dog to poop in your own house? Why do you want to start drama? I just don't get.
See, at this point, I just want to see the shot of him high-fiving the production guys because I feel like this whole thing is like a setup with him.
Literally, because they sit there every single night by their bedsides saying, thank you, God, for bringing this dumb guy who was willing to risk all of his relationships with everybody and what anybody in the entire world thinks about him so that we can make some money.
Yeah, totally. Puppet. Well,
do y'all think the texts were really that serious? Because even JWoww was kind of like, ooh, she really dogged him.
Yeah, but come on, let's remember JWoww doesn't like Sammy anyway. I mean, like, maybe they all are playing nice now, but way back when, those two didn't like each other. She wants to see her go down.
And
she wants to see her mess up.
For sure. And after that, after JWoww and Situation are a tag team, obviously, oh my God, Dina, Nicole.
Look
at this.
Oh my gosh.
The girl, no matter what it said, if it said, yo, bro, come meet me at the whatever, they would have said, oh, that flirty text, you know? Because that's what girls do. If you rally a bunch of girls, you could say, all freaking.
It becomes like a game of telephone.
Bow down to my dog, and all the girls are like, oh, yes, oh my God.
I got
to
say, bro, I agree. Bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. For sure.
Homie. That is a word for girls as well, bro.
It's interchangeable. You know what I think is funny is Pauly D saying, you know, like, if they continue this relationship, I'm literally going to kill myself. I think they love it just as
that
much as we do.
That was hysterical.
Like,
because there will be no more DJ Pauly D. Literally kill myself.
Yeah. And he may be the only one who actually truly means that. But for at least the girls, I'm telling you, like you said, they love watching this. Are you kidding me?
It's not that they love. I don't think they love the nights that they want to go out with Sammy and she's being annoying.
That sucks.
But they love sitting there having something to talk about.
Oh, totally.
Because what the hell else are they going to talk about?
Yeah.
GTL nails.
And that's only going to get you so far. That'll get you to about 2 p.m. Then you got to find something else for the
rest
of the day.
Which is why when people go, I don't understand how they
drink
so
much. By the
way,
they're not waking up until 2 p.m. Snooki is most certainly not waking up.
Okay, you're right. All right. 5 p.m.
I know you wake up at 2 a.m.
Let's put this in Jersey Shore time. I'm sorry.
I don't think you and Snooki would ever see each other because...
We would never see each other, no.
Because you...
We would be passing ships in the night.
If you lived, you could even share a room.
Nope.
And never know the other was there.
Yeah,
maybe Snooki lives in your bed.
We could be the most fantastic roommates.
That's good.
I should work on that.
Definitely.
I feel you're too clean to have Snooki in your room.
Yeah, your bed is real dirty. I hope you clean that room every day because
if she's sleeping there.
Yeah, that bed is dirty.
It's so funny to me though
because
this is something that we didn't see in Miami, where we're just watching the show right now as we're talking about it, rewatching, and in Miami we don't see these people wandering around at the beach and knowing other people. But at the shore, they have friends. Mm-hmm. Friends pre-life as the stars. And these friends, I wonder how differently they treat them, you know? Because these friends kind of seem to be normal around them, not as sucky-uppy, you know, as you would think they would be. Mm-hmm. Are they just so over the fact that these people are celebrities, or what's going on?
Wow.
I mean,
I stumped you guys. I've got to take like 6 shots for that one.
Yeah, you got a little intellectual.
Oh my God, the penguin.
Oh, let's talk about that. What do we really think happened here?
You had an opinion on this one. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out if they really didn't know, or I mean,
bro,
a mammal,
like what,
bird?
Come on,
bro. You think they really didn't know?
Do you think they know that? No, they don't know.
No, and I think they're so dumb that they're like, wait, it's probably a trick question. Because she was like, what kind of animal? What kind of animal is it? Well, if it's an animal, it can't be a bird.
Well, and I just love that Sammy and Ronnie turned to each other and they both were like, mammal? Mammal, right? It's mammal. Like,
what do you think a mammal is?
Who knows?
Clearly a penguin.
Who knows?
Like, do you think they thought that was like another word for penguin?
No.
It's entirely possible. But I think you were bringing up the whole Jessica Simpson, you know.
Chicken of the sea.
Yeah. I mean, really, I think she did that.
But that
she
being
knew
said,
that was going
to
be.
That being said, I'd like to consider myself a fairly intelligent human being.
I'll give you that.
If I was on TV all the time, once in a while, I mean, not as frequently as they do, but once in a while, something would come out that would be embarrassing that I would say.
Yes.
Because somewhere in the cracks, something slipped at some point in all of our lives.
Just listen to all the shows that Roxy hosts.
Exactly.
There was a couple of classes I fell asleep in and some stuff I definitely don't know.
There's some things that every other person definitely knows that I would say, huh? Such as Punta Cana, Cabo, DR, Mexico issue. That's a weird one.
It is.
That was yours.
But not as bad as Penguin.
I trusted you guys to tell me where Punta Cana is.
Listen, I only got asked here today, so I'm taking myself out of this loop.
We're watching Snooki Mime right now. I'm just looking at her white face, and she looks like a geisha. I thought she actually
looked... You actually said she looked better.
Better. I'm not kidding. If you saw her like that, you'd say, oh, this girl's fine.
I don't know. I think either way. I think it's interchangeable.
I can't picture how small she is. Has anybody seen her in person?
No.
Maria has. Maria Menounos.
What did she say?
Tiny. I mean, she's practically a midget.
She is a midget, under 5 feet, right?
Yeah. So I just didn't want to say it if that was
offensive.
Insulting.
I'm pretty sure we've said some other things that were probably way more insulting than that.
No, but I love you, Snooki. Like, you know.
Oh, insulting to Snooki.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was worried about insulting our midget audience out there, but he's worried about insulting.
I'm pretty sure that Snooki's aware of her height issue.
But she loves it.
Yeah,
and you know, I was talking with a friend, my roommate also. I'm 5'3". My roommate's 5'3". We always talk about how if you don't embrace the fact that you're short, you're screwed. Because you're at a disadvantage for being short when even in, do you know that I think it's 95% of male CEOs are above 6 feet tall? Like, it actually makes a difference. And if I walk into a room and I'm short and I'm self-conscious that I'm short, you have no presence. So obviously when Snooki walks into the room, she can't be thinking, oh, my God, I'm short.
Yeah.
You know? And she walks in and is larger than life and nobody looks at her and thinks, oh, my God, she's so short. They think, look at that little tiny spit, like, ball of fire that's going
but
off,
I,
you know?
I think it's different with females. Girls can get... Can
Boy,
get
I think she's thinking, where's the shots?
You don't think she's thinking at all is what you're saying.
Well, did you guys see her on the MTV Awards hosting the red carpet?
Yeah, where she said, I'm going to do my homework. Didn't do her homework.
Well, they put her with the tallest guy. And
who was it?
Sway.
Oh.
And the camera was just, it made me feel awkward for her. I was like, you guys really couldn't put her on a stool or something? Like,
or on like five Apple boxes.
On purpose? I think they did it on purpose, put her next to a giant.
Yeah, like it was just, it was awkward. I feel like it made her look bad just because the camera was, everybody was taller than her.
See, here's someone she could date. Right here, we're watching
people are like, who? Did somebody just walk into the room?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The midget from the pistachio commercial.
No, it's what's his name? From Jackass.
Yeah, you know, we should set
Steve-O.
Snooki up.
No, not Steve-O.
No, it's, not Bam. Come on, let's work through this, guys.
The midget from...
Jesse's like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
He's frantically going.
Us.
I know. Oh, okay.
Wee-Man.
Wee-Man, that's it.
They'd be cute together.
How do we hook this up?
Let's start a Facebook page.
You know what? I've been checking out Snooki's tweets a lot, and her boyfriend is definitely good looking. I'll give that to her. I mean, not my type. Really dark, Guido... But
does he have a vowel? Refresh my memory. Vowel in the last name?
I don't remember, but that was hysterical because she never once said the last letter be a vowel, as most Italian last names are. He needs a vowel in the last name. Well, I'm pretty sure anybody you're going to find is going to have a vowel in their last name somewhere. That gives you a lot of options. But there was one more criteria, that their babies had to be tan.
Oh, it's just true. Born tan.
Yep. Yep. Out of the womb, tan.
All right.
Otherwise, everybody's going to shove have their it right criteria. Back up in there and say, I'm not letting you out until you tan. I'm going to lay out in the sun until you get tan.
Oh, my Lord.
I feel bad for anybody who wants to
procreate.
Smush with snooks.
Procreate's the wrong word. Smush is much better.
She does not procreate. No, she smushes.
Yes.
And yes, he does have a vowel as his last name.
What is it?
It's Lavelle with an E.
Oh, perfect. You guys, I feel like he would really fit in at the Jersey Shore, too. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to play matchmaker or anything.
His first name does, too. Giovanni.
Gianni. The guy that she was sleeping in the bed and that Vinny and all them came
the cousin,
in and picked her up. Yeah, the cousin.
See, I don't remember. And all her Twitter pictures are very blurry, so he could not be.
No, and they've been together for a while. Actually, I think this is her longest relationship.
No, I'm not saying they could not be together. I'm saying he could not be cute.
Oh, no, he is. I'm definitely looking at the pictures.
Ow,
go Snooks. All right, I think we have covered everything this tonight's poop, water, ball balloons, entire episode is covered. Are you ready for some news and gossip?
Well, first, the commercial break.
Getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
You think I've done enough of these by now. Jeez Louise.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig! The wig will come off.
Let that wig come off, baby.
Oh, what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
So, I just got a text from Kevin saying, and I was promised before I came here that we were not on camera today because you guys do not want to see my face after all these midterms and non-sleep. And
which Kevin, you actually look pretty good, but
I'll give you that. So Kevin just says, you guys look good on stream. The new blue lights are killer. So I turn to Phil and I say, are we on camera right now? He's still telling me not. So if we are, somebody please call us in right now and call Phil out for another lie. Thank you.
Shy guy.
Okay, I'm looking at Jesse in the booth, and he is not switching cameras. He seems normal as ever, so whatever show is streaming, if any, it's not ours, and I apologize that Kevin is drunk and watching some other show.
Somewhere I have a lookalike.
He's watching the Jersey Shore right now.
Here. I'm devastated to say that twice this week, I was told I looked like somebody from the Jersey Shore. Once was Sammy, and once was Snooki.
You look like neither of those girls.
Do I look like either of them?
No.
And then it followed with me saying, ugh, and them saying, what? It's a compliment.
Oh, I've gotten Angelina before.
Oh, no.
Right?
That's a frying pan to the face.
Because you both have dark hair. That's it.
Well, you've got dark hair, too.
I know.
I mean, we could be any one of those
No,
girls.
It's because we're on the West Coast and we have dark hair. People here, if you're a brunette, you look like anybody.
Yeah, that's...
you know? All the time. People with Lindsay, one of my best friends at school, she's like 6 feet tall and I'm tiny and we look absolutely nothing alike and we're both from Boston, so I guess we kind of talk like and people go, are you guys twins?
Oh, I get that, too, with a friend that has the exact same hair color that I do.
But, you know, Snooki and Dina actually do look alike, I think, and they do get that a lot. Do you guys think they look like?
I think Snooki's prettier.
Yeah, most definitely.
This is an amazing special segment so far.
Is this our special segment instead?
I guess.
Fine.
I
oh, okay. We comparing cut to the
comparing
news
midgets on which, the Jersey Shore.
Which Jersey Shore member we each look like? Let's run down the line.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So we've got ours.
Yeah. Well, which one? Am I Snooki or Sammy?
Yeah, I feel like...
Oh, you're not Snooki. You way more Sammy than Snooki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roxy's a Sammy.
You're definitely a Vinny.
Me?
Yeah, because like...
I'd want to be Polly or Situation.
We're not talking personality. We're going straight off the... I mean, listen, I got Angelina, okay?
No, you do not look like Angelina. Whoever said that?
I think you're both Vinny. It's just because Vinny's the least Guido looking of them all.
I see. Think?
Yeah, I feel you.
So wait, who do you want? Who would you be the least offended by? You look like
least offended.
Yeah,
Any of the guys except for I would be offended by saying the Situation, honestly, because he's like a 35-year-old creep. Like
Pauly D is older.
Then
and you know
the
what?
Situation.
Yep. If anything,
well, Pauly D wears it a lot better.
Yes,
well,
he
you
does.
Know what?
Because he has a smile.
Winning. They're winning.
See, back in the day, I think I would have said Sammy, but I just don't like her that much.
You know what's
so
weird about her?
I would say JWoww.
She always looks like she's been crying. Her makeup always looks like tears been running down it.
And her something.
By the way,
much
more like a JWoww for you.
Okay.
Much more.
I'll take it.
I would say.
I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't think that's a compliment, but I like her.
Me too.
I
swear to
her.
God, I always say I think she's the best looking one on the show.
I do too.
And people always say, no, definitely Sammy. I think it's JWoww. We're starting a revolution here.
I think so
it's
too.
It's the rise of the JWoww, the
I
fall
so
of the
too.
Sammy.
Yeah. Well, I think that already happened. I don't think we started that.
Well, no. JWoww's like the new Pam Anderson.
Hey.
That
except
was
not showing us any boobies in Playboy. Let's go.
Well, she's shown
she's
quite
trying.
A lot. Did you see her New Year's Eve outfit?
I did.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty close.
Well,
she didn't
want
to wear the jacket. She didn't want to wear the jacket. They made her.
Eventually, she's just going to come out with nipple tassels and nothing else.
Listen, those things aren't real, so she doesn't care.
That's true.
She's just wearing plastic.
Exactly.
Cover up. Did we amp up this special segment for you? We took it right to JWoww's boobs. So.
That is a special segment that deserves.
You can endorse?
Yes, absolutely.
We've got him stuttering and blushing
over
here.
Yeah.
Even in the blue lighting.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you guys are watching or not watching or watching some other show that you think is our show.
If you're that drunk right now.
Which I hope you are, because wish I was. Yes.
By the way, special shout out to our last night's caller, Sean, right? Is Sean?
Yes, Sean. Love Sean.
Sean calls in for our American Idol show. He's a huge fan and was not afraid to admit that he was hammered when he called in.
Great.
So, special
love
shout
Sean. Out. Where is he right now?
Yeah, where's Sean on the Jersey Shore show?
This
is the appropriate show to call in hammered.
It is.
Yeah, well, who watches American Idol hammered?
Well, no, he came from a party. And then he brought the party back to his house and then called AfterBuzz TV.
So we love him.
He didn't even watch American
Idol. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He didn't even watch American Idol last night.
He
drunk dialed AfterBuzz.
He did, and he...
Which, by the way, is a much safer thing to do than someone else.
Max,
might as well.
I was just going to say, moral of this story, if you're listening right now and you're drunk and you're thinking about calling your ex...
Call us instead.
No,
more. We'll talk you off a ledge.
That's...
Or talk you over it.
Exactly.
One of the two. Yeah.
Now, for those of you guys out there, and hopefully I'm reaching the 10-year-old audience, so that way you guys don't make the same mistakes I do, put a password on your phone. A, it prevents you from drunk dialing when you're too drunk to actually type the password. B, it keeps...
here we go. We're learning more about you. Keeps what? Keeps what?
Keeps...
Say it.
Keeps the girls from reading
I
stuff.
Know.
Yes.
Shy guy.
I'm just saying.
Honestly. It no longer can it just be, it's Shy Guy Lie.
Shy Guy Lie.
SGL. Not GTL.
Jess, get us to our news and gossip before I commit suicide and there is no show.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so The Situation is holding casting calls with Diane Victor, the CEO of a local Michigan web community called Yobi.TV. The Situation is looking to start his own new web series called Random Talent. They're looking for about a dozen musical artists or groups for the Detroit production, which is supposed to start shooting in June 20th. The series is a spoof of the reality singing competition such as American Idol. Producers are looking for genuine talent and say only top performers will be considered. If you're interested in being on the show, there are, of course, a few guidelines. All material submitted must be 100% original. You must be 18 and up, and you must be a Michigan resident.
Now, this was my question. Why Michigan?
And here's my question. They're spoofing American Idol, yet they want genuine talent, huh?
That makes
no sense.
Scratch
your head on that one. I'm
bizarre.
Confused.
It's the situation. He put poop in his own house.
Okay, but that's we can't answer your question. But my question, seriously, why Michigan? Nothing.
Detroit M&M's from there. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet that's what he was thinking.
That's why.
Yep. All right.
Idea.
Now that you answered it, on to the next one.
That was it.
So, Vinny's new blog is a hit. His most recent post titled Dancing Queen describes why he thinks it's so important that a woman be a great dancer. He describes that sex is a dance, so when you see a girl dancing, you know what she'll be like. You know she'll be great in bed.
Ah.
He says, quote, "Let us call it the choreography of love. Bow chicka wow wow." If one person cannot follow, said the choreography, the energy vibe is weakened and someone is not experiencing the euphoria that they deserve. In case you did not know what he was describing when he said euphoria, he puts in parentheses, getting off. If any of you boys are wondering what to do when a girl is dancing on you, he advises, quote, "Your job is simple. Virtually do nothing. Let her lead you with her waist and just follow with your hips. She does not like being smothered and your boner poking her through your true religions."
Oh, boy. All right, that was a visual.
I got a couple of things to say here. Number one, I'm screwed. I'm the goofiest dancer of all time. When I go out and I get drunk, I'm one of those, breaking it back to the way, way long time ago, I do the swimming thing and the peace sign going.
But that means you're
sprinkler.
Fun. That means you're fun and inventive in bed.
Oh.
Ooh.
Right?
I think you just saved my night.
Don't you worry about it. It's if you have no rhythm and you're a wallflower and you don't move, or you do the sidestep situation.
Yep.
Then you're bad.
You know, I was reading comments that people posted on his blog, and this one girl, very defensive. "I can't dance for crap, but I still have swag, like all this stuff, and I know I'm good in bed." And I was thinking, oh, honey, what are you doing sitting typing on this blog defending yourself? We don't even know who you are.
It's the same people that write nasty comments on YouTube.
Exactly. But if you are not currently reading your blog, I definitely suggest it. Hysterical, as you can tell.
Yeah, you know what blog you should hit up? Likealittle.com, right?
Likealittle.com.
I always like our plug. What is that, Roxy?
So this is a blog that goes back probably about 4 months ago that I brought to you guys. That was started by somebody, I think he goes to USC or somewhere in California, and it's on campuses, and basically, if you like somebody, you see somebody, you think they're cute, and you're in the same room as them.
You like them a little.
But you
not
like
a lot.
A little, and you're not enough to approach them. You go on this website, and you say, "Girl in blue shirt sitting at blah, blah, blah cafe, I think you're really hot, want to go out on Wednesday." And if she likes you a little, she would have gone onto the same site, hoping that you wrote something and write back, "Come get my number, or I'll meet you there." Blah, blah.
Well,
complicated. Sounds like Casual Encounters or whatever on Craigslist,
exactly.
Which usually doesn't turn out too well. I'm just saying.
That sounds
success
scary.
Rate
that
not
sounds
good.
Scary. Winners.
Winners.
Winning. That yeah. That sounds like some Charlie Sheen stuff right up there.
Anyway, what do you got?
So JWoww is starting a new clothing line. If you want to give her advice on what to make, get on it now. She posted on Facebook saying, quote, "All right, this is to my girl fans. I'm starting to work on a new fashion line, and of course it's going to be me. But it's also all about you. Who are you when it comes to fashion? What kind of looks would you like to see me make? Do you like blingy dresses, or is fabric and style more important? What's your price range? What do you consider too much for a cocktail dress?" Of course, coming from her. "Give me lots of ideas. XOXO. This post has gotten 2,723 likes and 1,692 comments so far.
I was just going to say, because she has a cocktail dress, I don't think I've ever seen her in a cocktail
dress.
Yeah,
a cocktail dress that Jenna Jameson would want to wear.
Honestly,
for anyone who doesn't know who that is, she's a famous porn star.
I think we got that one.
We're covered.
Honestly, did she mean too much as in too over the top or too expensive for a cocktail
or
dress?
Too much fabric.
Yeah, that's where I think she's
how going. Many centimeters can it be?
What is too much for a cocktail?
I have a suggestion.
How naked can I be at a cocktail party? That's
I have
what that question was.
It is. Now, we know JWoww likes to pee when she gets drunk, so my suggestion is just make it easier for women to be able to pee anywhere, like guys, when they're drunk.
And you know what? Here's the thing, though. Here's, like, another little-known secret that I'm going to break down for you. When girls are with each other and they have to pee, that's a pretty common occurrence. You've seen it happen, Roxy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a JWoww thing. She's just the only one bold enough to actually do that on television.
It's but in the strangest of places.
Group of girls. I've had friends in parking lots, between cars,
on people's
the grass,
lawns that they don't like.
Outside restaurants.
Wow.
It's pretty
common.
So
all the time.
It's not about making it easier because... we'll do it. We're just not going to do it around you guys.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Just, world of girls. I do not know.
You are bold for going on record and saying that.
Yeah, right.
You
know what? On radio.
I do have to say, though. I know, exactly. Don't worry. I blew mine a long time ago with the things I say on here. But here's what I have to say. Even if she made, if I was in a store and I tried on a dress and it was drop dead gorgeous, I absolutely loved it. I've never seen a dress look as good on me and it was in my price range. If I looked then at the tag and it said made by JWoww,
not going to do it.
I can't do it.
No, I can't do it either. I'm with you.
Because
I stand by you.
Like, girl, what are you wearing?
Anybody ever sees me and JWoww. Says, did you get that dress? Is it by JWoww? I saw it at her store. Mortified.
What do we think the name of her clothing line would be?
JWoww.
Wow. JWoww.
Double wow. Let's face it. I think her clothing line is pretty much only going to fit porn stars, Playboy models, and anyone with double D boots.
You know what, though?
It's going to cancel buy out
it.
A lot of people.
She'll, yeah, but I think she'll do well in it.
Oh, for sure. There's plenty of those.
Exactly. There's a lot of those, so she's got her audience.
But it's not going to be us. We're not going to fit
I mean,
those
apparently
dresses.
There's 2,723 of those. That's how many like the post.
That's enough.
Jesus.
Or it was all the guys thinking about what their girlfriends are going to be wearing.
That's true. That is true.
Well, Dina and Pauly D will be seen in Sin City all week co-hosting Spring Break at the Palms for MTV. Pauly's a regular DJ at the Palms, and for this occasion, he'll be spinning tunes by the pool with performances by Wiz Khalifa, Pitbull, Lupe Fiasco, Snoop Dogg, and Jason Derulo. They were there spotted supporting MTV's Real World in Vegas on Saturday at their premiere party at Club Vanity. And actually, Vinny was there as well.
How nice of them to go support at a club. Oh, my God. So out of their way.
That must have been really difficult.
You know, it's about sacrifice in this business.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. Wait, Mexico, why? You could be here.
That is true.
This was bad planning on your part.
Why didn't you warn me?
I mean, I don't know, because I thought Punta Cana was in Mexico. I'm confused.
We need some sort of inside connection. It tells me when to go to Vegas, when to go to Mexico, and when to
well,
go to Vegas.
Well, it is AfterBuzz because we...
should always go to Vegas.
It was AfterBuzz because we actually did report that Pauly D was going to be throwing this party, actually. But Dina just got added to the list, so...
Okay.
Hey, party with Dina. U.S. Magazine reported there was a situation last night at Comedy Central's Donald Trump roast mic. The situation took the stage to flex his comedic muscles and bombed. The crowd booed as the reality star referred to Donald as Donald Chump, called Marley Martin ugly, Larry King old, and Lisa Lampanelli fat. Throw in a racist Snoop Dogg joke, and Roastmaster Jeffrey Ross was forced to intervene.
Ooh.
And, well, we saw a little clip of that during the commercial breaks, but they didn't make it seem
this.
Like that.
I didn't see that.
I don't think it's aired yet.
It airs on Comedy Central on Tuesday.
Yeah, right,
here's my question. How does the situation get to be part of a roast for Donald Trump?
Right.
Yeah, like I don't understand how that correlates either. You got me.
Hey, Mr. Trump, we're buddies. Let's do it.
How did that work?
I don't know. Somebody please demystify that for us.
It was a drunk night.
Give us your best guess.
Seriously.
We're not going to be able to come up with that one.
No way.
Well, in typical situation fashion, he was reportedly pleased with his performance. He said, "My whole career, people have been hard on me." He says, "But I stood there, I got through it, and people actually clapped at the end." Booing is not clapping, buddy.
Would it be better for him to have just said, sorry, I crossed the line?
Nope, because we want to. This is what we want. This is what this the is guy a, we want to see. This is him.
This is the roast. I mean, there's no crossing the line. We want to see you cross the line.
And okay. Another thing is actually Lisa Lampanelli came out and said that she wasn't offended. She said it, and like you said, Phil, it's a roast. This is what people do. She said she didn't think it was appropriate that the crowd was booing him. She said she felt they were booing him mostly because he was from the Jersey Shore. Gotcha. And he shouldn't have been on there. But speaking of people getting upset, musician Ne-Yo recently took to Twitter to discuss this month's cover of Rolling Stone, saying, wow, Snooki is on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine? Really? I quit. Just kidding, but almost serious. Ne-Yo added at a recent premiere that this was no disrespect to Snooki. Ne-Yo also cleared it up by commenting that he thinks the magazine needs to feature musicians since it's a music publication. However, Snooki does not care for his comment, as she tweeted, Neo's mad that I got the cover of Rolling Stone. You lost a loyal fan. What a buzzkill. Sorry.
Yeah, agreed.
And
totally.
On tonight's episode, she says, sorry, multiple times. I can just hear her voice.
Sorry.
I kind of agree with him. Is this bad? I mean, I don't really know what business she has being 100% on the
agree.
Cover of
oh, 100%
Rolling
agree.
Stone.
And if I were her, I would have said, I agree. Why was I on the cover? But they asked me, so I did it. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, well, yeah. You can't blame the girl for actually doing it. Because yeah. Like you said, they asked her. But I think same thing. She should have been
real
with it.
Whoever you are, if Rolling Stone asked you to be on the cover, you're on the cover.
Right.
You know?
And I understand it. But at the same time, Rolling Stone has been known to put other people who are not musicians on the cover. And I mean, Rolling Stone now has become a pop culture
magazine. Yeah,
she's
trendy.
That's true.
And yeah, exactly. So, well, and that's your AfterBuzz Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of March 10th, 2011.
Excellent.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, what do we got?
I'm just listening to the music in and out. Okay, so we see Snooki and Vinny and hear that Snooki wants Vinny, but not when he's drunk. And Vinny wants Snooki, but not when she's drunk.
Because her number's too high.
Will this ever work out? Are they going to hook up?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
What's going to happen?
I think they're definitely going to hook up.
Next episode?
I'm not going to give it next episode, but I think these two are definitely going to hook up. They both want it really bad.
But then we know she has to end it at some point because she's with somebody else now. So how does it end? If it starts, how does it end?
Hmm. No. The current guy is just the in-between before Vinny. Eventually they'll end
or
up
together. Or the current guy is being used to get Vinny because she kind of likes to do that a little bit. And even though he says he doesn't like it and even though her number is fairly high, I think he kind of likes it.
Likes that she's sleeping with a little... Or just like jealousy?
Kinda, yeah, I just think that that's their thing.
Well, what do we think is going to happen next week with Ron and Sam with this Arvin situation? We see Ron on the phone with Arvin saying...
They're done with it. That's it. They're done.
Ha ha
ha. For this episode, they're done.
What do you think? So Arvin says, yeah, we've hooked up before.
Yeah, they kissed.
But I don't think he meant during the break. I think Arvin was saying...
Like before, like he cheated? Like she cheated?
No, like
in high school.
Yeah, like they hooked
like
up
way back when.
He goes, "You mean you've never ever kissed her?" I think she probably was like, "I would never hook up with Arvin," you know. And that's when he's like, "We're done, we're done." But he has no right to get mad if it wasn't even when they were even close to being together. Boys are ridiculous.
No, we're not.
Ridiculous. Redonkulous.
I think this is a two against one.
We're hilarious.
No, we're not.
Hilarious.
Oh Jesus, DJ Jesse. Fine, 2 versus 2. It's like the beginning of mankind where women think men are crazy and men will never understand women. That's why Ronnie and Sammy are doomed.
Doomed.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Sorry that Brant and Kevin are, I guess, no longer with the company anymore, I guess.
So how do you guys think we did? Did that work out well with no hosted whatever?
Yeah, I think we need a raise after this.
Oh, that's up to us to decide.
That's true.
Let the fans decide.
Let us know.
I hope we get 10 times the amount of hits. Screw you, Kevin and Brant.
But it got a little crazier. We did that for you, Phil.
Yeah, we did.
Good?
Must have been all the booze.
We need more bras and panties next time. Take us out, Jesse.
Shy Guy
For
Lie.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.